Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So I want us to look at the subject of practical kingdom diplomacy, and I want us to understand that if you are a citizen of the kingdom of God, then you are a diplomat of this kingdom, and as a diplomat you are on a mission of promoting kingdom life on this earth. So we have to learn how to behave as diplomats that represent the heavenly kingdom of God on this earth. A kingdom diplomat is a representative of the heavenly kingdom on earth. And diplomacy is just talking about the way that such kingdom representatives should relate with other people. Jesus Christ was the chief kingdom diplomat. When he was on earth, he led the high life of the kingdom of God. The fact that Jesus Christ did not live like an ordinary human being, but he led the heavenly life on this earth, makes us to understand that heavenly life or the high life is really for the earth. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul tells us that there is a high calling. A version says a heavenly calling that we have. That means that God wants us to lead the kingdom life right on this earth. So as a chief kingdom diplomat, Jesus Christ had a way of relating with people on this earth. And actually he taught on kingdom diplomacy. In his very first sermon on the mount, Jesus Christ talked about some practical ways of relating with various types of people. He tells us how to relate with others in the human family, the unfriendly, spouses, and yourself. He also talks about relating with the unfair, the undeserving, and then finally, how to relate with God. So, Jesus talks about his ways of relating with all of these parties, and that is what we refer to as kingdom diplomacy. Now, diplomacy was taught by Jesus in a very simple way. One time he said that he was sending us as sheep in the midst of wolves. Alright, so we are sent people, representatives of God's kingdom on this earth. And he taught that we should be as wise as serpents and harmless as doves. That is the height of diplomacy. Being wise as serpents and being harmless, not harmful, as doves. Hallelujah. There is a way that God wants his representatives on this earth to relate, or there is an attitude they must have as they are in this life. And that is being wise. A diplomat is somebody who is very, very wise in dealing with other people. And the other characteristic is that he is harmless. In other words, he's not out to harm anybody. You know, he has a very good intention. He has a very gentle demeanor. And he gets his results all the same, in spite of the fact that he doesn't break any bone. He doesn't ruffle any feathers. Yet still, he gets his way through. That is how Jesus himself was like. If you study his life, you will see that Jesus was wise and harmless. He will not harm anybody. Hallelujah. Yet still, he got his way with people. And that is how he wants his followers to be like. Hallelujah. Why is diplomacy very important? Diplomacy is a must for anybody who believes that he is sent to represent God in this life. Anybody like that needs to be a master diplomat. Diplomacy is important because we have to get a way of bringing God's kingdom, promoting God's kingdom on this earth without harming anybody. Hallelujah. Without hurting institutions of men. You know, Jesus was wonderful. If you study his life, you don't really see him going against the Romans, do you? You don't see that. At the time, the Romans were oppressing his people, and they were using the Jewish people themselves to oppress themselves. That's to oppress the Jews. One such person was Zacchaeus. You remember? He was a chief tax collector, and he was taking taxes from his people for the Roman government. And these people, the tax collectors like Zacchaeus, would cheat his fellow Jewish people. Okay? But you see that Jesus Christ really doesn't go against the political system that he came to meet. But he did affect it. Hallelujah. But it was in a subliminal way. It was in a way that you would not think that he is attacking. Hallelujah. Of course, once a while, he would directly attack the religious order. But in the main, his thing was that we should let them alone. So he focuses on what he has to do, you know, and he believes that when he does what he has to do, the other system will find its own way, will die its own natural death. Remember, the Bible says a bruised reed he will not break, and a smoking flax he will not quench, until he brings justice to the Gentiles, and in his name shall the Gentiles trust. In other words, Jesus was not going to ruffle issues. Yet still, he was going to get things done. That is why he taught us in the Lord's Prayer. It was the height of diplomacy when he said that we should pray that your kingdom come. He could have said we should pray that the devil's kingdom will go, but he said we should pray that his kingdom will come. In other words, we should focus on what God is doing, what God is about. Because if you do that in your life, the devil's works will be displaced by itself. Praying that your kingdom come means that praying that the devil's kingdom will go. But look at the way that he goes about it. He doesn't, as it were, go against the system directly. He says, I pray that the kingdom of God will come. And when it does come, certainly it will displace the kingdom of the devil, or the works of the devil are going to be displaced. So, the kingdom system that we are supposed to represent, the kingdom life that we are supposed to lead, is to be at the blind side of people. In other words, it should be so subliminal and diplomatic. And sometimes it's at the blind side of you yourself. Many times you don't really know the effect of the things that you do, but it brings a lot of positive results. Many times, you see, we do not really see that good word that you spoke, that love that you showed, is having a rippling effect. And it's destroying demonic installations in people's lives, bringing hope to them, bringing life to them, bringing light to them. You may know it just a little, but the greater things that God does with you, does with your life, is at your blind side. Once in a while, people may tell you something, but believe me, that is just the tip of the iceberg. Because many times God's kingdom, it comes at our blind side. But he does things with our words. He does things with our prayer. He does things with the kingdom attitude that you show. And I'm going to show you a certain kind of life that we have to live. And when we live like that, as God's diplomats, we are going to promote the kingdom in the greatest way ever. Some people think that the greatest way to promote the kingdom is maybe to throw tantrums and things like that. But believe me, the greatest way to bring about God's kingdom is to do it subliminally. Hallelujah. And that is how Jesus operated. And that is how the kingdom is supposed to operate. Look at the book of Matthew chapter 13 and then verse 33. The Bible tells us over there that the kingdom of God is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, so it was all leavened. Okay, so he took the leaven and hid it in 3 measures of meal until it was all leaven. How did the leaven leaven the meal or the dough? It did that when it was inside, when you could not see it, but its influence, like ripples, was spreading all over the meal or the dough until we saw that the dough had risen. This is very important for citizens of the kingdom of God, for kingdom diplomats that we are. Hallelujah. Now, there is a way that God wants his kingdom representatives to relate with the undeserving. And that is what is in our text in the book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 43 to 48. It talks about a high life of love. That is what must characterize God's diplomats. If you are representing God and God is love, imagine how your life must be. It must be one that represents God's love. So from verse number 43, it says, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Look at what is happening here. Look at the height of diplomacy here. It says that, love your enemies, bless those who curse you. So imagine somebody hates you, and then instead of hating back, you know, when hate meets hate, there is a commotion. Yeah, there is a lot of fight, there is a lot of collision, conflict. But he says that when hate is coming, I want my diplomats to meet it with love. So what happens? Everything is quieted down. You become harmless like a dove. And this is the height of wisdom. Hallelujah. And the height of representing the King of Heaven as his diplomat over here. Hallelujah. A diplomat is a royal. Once you represent the king, then you are a royal. And you are, because you are royal, you are above pettiness. People hate you. Says that no, you must be diplomatic. Meet them with love. Bless those who curse you. So just get a picture of somebody who is raining curses on you. If you retaliate with curses, there is going to be an explosion. But he says that meet it with blessing. Hallelujah. In other words, be diplomatic. Even in the face of enemies, hatred. Be harmless like a dove. You know? Do good to those who hate you and pray for those who spitefully use you. Imagine somebody spitefully uses you, and then you also want to spitefully use the person. It's going to be hell. Hell is going to break loose. I say that, look, rather pray for such people who persecute you. He didn't say persecute them back. Because if you don't persecute them back, they are going to take you for granted and they are going to do it more. So you meet them boot for boot. That's not what Jesus is teaching us. He says that his diplomats must be wise, operate his wisdom, and must be harmless. Look at the reading. He says that, pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He says that when you are diplomatic,
towards even those who hate you. Says that so that you will be like your Father in heaven. That is how he is.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah! You curse him, he's blessing you. Sometimes we get the idea that God, if you curse him, he will curse you back. Ladies and gentlemen, that was then. That was before Jesus Christ died. Hallelujah. That is why in this Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus Christ is teaching kingdom diplomacy, he juxtaposes his teaching with or to the teaching that had gone before. About such count, he said, you have heard it said, you shall hate your enemy, but I say unto you, you have heard it said, whoever does this, but I say unto you, if even you are angry with your brother without a cause, and all that. So, he says the reason why we must be diplomatic on this earth is so that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his son rise on the evil and on the good. The son is talking about wisdom. And sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Rain is talking about prosperity. Isn't that true? We see God meeting those who hate him with prosperity. Sometimes we feel that God should hate them back. God should curse them back. I said that was there. Now, it is only love that God can show, because Jesus on the cross has exhausted all of the anger of God. Hallelujah. So God cannot be angry. He can only do what? Show love to the just and to the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? I was telling you about the tax collectors and how evil they were. The Jewish society called them sinners because they were doing bad things against their nation, the Holy Land, the Holy Nation. So they were sinners. Says, do not even the tax collectors do the same? Tax collectors, they love those who love them. So God is saying to us, if we love those, only those who love you, what have we done more than sinners? Hallelujah. Wow. And if you greet your brethren only, what do you more than others? You greet only those who greet you, or your brethren only. Do not even the tax collectors do so? In other words, Jesus is saying that don't let other people determine how you should behave as a diplomat. Otherwise, you become controlled by them. Are you aware of that? Otherwise, you become a puppet. Because the way they are behaving is going to determine the way you behave. And so who is controlling who? Are you controlled by God, or you are controlled by people? He's saying that be constant. They hate you, love them. They don't greet you, greet them. Hallelujah. Don't let the fact they don't greet you also make you meet them with non-greeting. Then who is in charge? Then you have lost your rule. You are no more a king. You are no more in charge. Other people are in charge of you. And they can determine whether you frown or you smile. But I told you that a diplomat, he doesn't lose his temper. You can shout on top of your voice and insult the diplomat. He is still harmless. He still smiles at you. And he gets his result all the same. That is what representatives of the heavenly king must be on this earth. That is the chief mark of a kingdom diplomat. Hallelujah. And so he says that therefore, can we all say therefore? You shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Jesus used the word perfection in the area of showing love to the undeserving. In other words, as far as Jesus is concerned, if you get your love life right, you are perfect. Isn't that true? The scripture teaches that. That all of the commandments is summed up in one word. You shall love. That's love. So if you get the love right, says that you are perfect. He talks about love and he says that therefore be perfect. Just as your Father is perfect. Be like the King. Why should we be just like the King? Because we are his diplomats. We are his representatives. If we believe that he's a king, if we believe that he has a kingdom, and if we believe that we are representing the king in this earthly kingdom of his, then we must be just like him. Hallelujah. So, look at it, ladies and gentlemen, with just these few beautiful words, about five verses, Jesus Christ redefined the love life of diplomats of his kingdom. He's saying that their love should be the kingdom type, higher than that of religious people. Higher than that of religious people. They should love not just those who love them, but those who do not love them, just like God does. Hallelujah. Sometimes, you see, we are not very convinced about the love of God. Because of that, because God's love is the standard love, we step down our love to those around us, those who are not deserving. Our love to unbelievers, the lost. Because we believe that God is against them. Ladies and gentlemen, God is not against unbelievers. God is not against them. If God is against them, the devil would have taken the opportunity to wipe them out. But listen, it is rather, have you seen that rather people who are good, they seem to have problems and sometimes they die. And so, what a good person, why did he die? Rather, those who are wicked, they continue, they live for long. You see, this guy, he has cursed his father, but he's still alive. And you who were doing all the things, hey, they tell you about a sickness that has attacked you. I say, what? I thought God loved me, and he rather hated those kind of people. Ladies and gentlemen, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Our God is wonderful. His love doesn't know just and unjust. Listen carefully. His love, that is what Jesus taught him. You see, Jesus had to teach this way because they were used to the old law of Moses. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And if you touch God, he will touch you. Now, if you touch God badly, he will touch you good. Hallelujah. Wow. If we understand God like that, that God, his love doesn't know the thankful and the unthankful. If we know that, if somebody is unthankful to you, you will still love the person. Hallelujah. If we know that God, if you don't greet him, he can't deny himself. He still love. Although you can deny him, he can't deny himself. He can't go against himself. If you know that, then if somebody doesn't greet you, you too, you will be like God. But I'm saying that sometimes, you see, we are limited in our love walk as diplomats, as his representatives, as his sent ones, because of our wrong perception of how he is, how he loves. Hallelujah. So, Jesus practically lived out and taught kingdom love. Practically, he taught kingdom love. Lived it out and he taught it. One of the remarkable ways he showed love was to a man called Judas. Judas was a thief, right from the onset. And Jesus Christ gave him the bag. And Jesus knew that Judas was stealing from the bag. But Jesus never took the bag from him until Judas himself went to die. Ask yourself why. I can hazard an answer. Because in his love, Jesus was giving Judas a chance to change. To change, not because he has lost his position, but to change because he, Jesus, has shown love to him so that he stops stealing, not because he's no more the treasurer and doesn't have access to the money, but he stops stealing. Although he has access to the money, he can take it, but because of Jesus' overwhelming love, he will not take it. He was just giving him the chance. Isn't that what the Bible teaches us? That behold the long suffering of God to people who are sinners, to unbelievers. Says that God is long suffering, not wanting that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And the Bible went on to say that account that the long suffering of God is salvation. Hallelujah. Maybe you have to look at that. Look at the book of 2 Peter. 2nd book of Apostle Peter. And then verse number 15. 2 Peter 3, verse 15. And consider that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. The long suffering of God is salvation. What that means is that if God gives you rope, as was done for Judas, you know, it is salvation. In other words, the long suffering that he is showing is going to lead to soteria, salvation, breakthrough, health, deliverance. Hallelujah. What did he say? He says what? Consider that. The King James says, account that the long suffering of our God is salvation. And this one, you see, if you do not, if you think like a man, you think that, oh, you don't know. These people, if you show them long suffering, they are going to get worse. God says that no, his long suffering is salvation. And that is a kind of wisdom that is so high that people cannot grapple with it. As also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you. What did Paul write to the people? Says, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things. Which things? Things that Peter was talking about, that the long suffering of God will lead to salvation. Hallelujah. It will not lead to the people getting worse. The love of God, the patience of God, the patience that you show will not lead to people getting worse. It will rather lead to them reforming. And this reformation is not the type that is temporary, that is a religious type, that is a superficial, superficial type, but it takes place within. It is a reformation inside, not outward. Hallelujah. And sometimes you want the quick one. You don't want to suffer long. You want the quick one. You see, the quick one, it will make the person change quickly. But believe me, it's not a proper change. It's just on the surface. It's just on the surface. The inner change in the heart, it comes by long suffering. Hallelujah. So, our Lord Jesus lived out kingdom love as the chief diplomat of the kingdom of God. He had to demonstrate it. I believe Judas shouldn't have hanged himself. He shouldn't not have hanged himself. Because Jesus was going to hang for him. If he had just waited a little bit, Jesus was going to hang for him. What Judas did and what Peter did, what is the difference? Oh yeah. What Judas did, committing high treason by betraying Jesus. Isn't that the same thing that Peter did by committing high treason, by denying Jesus? He's the same. So if he hadn't died, I'm sure that the angel who gave the message that go and tell his disciples and Peter, he said go and tell his disciples and Peter and Judas. Hallelujah. Judas did that three times. Judas, only once. He kissed him only once. Deceptive kiss, only once. Jesus was going to carry that sin on the cross. You see?
You shouldn't stretch this.
But this is the lifestyle of diplomats of God's kingdom. So kingdom love walk is a command. It's a command. And it should be the identification mark of all kingdom diplomats. Too many times, believers want to be identified as anointed, blessed, successful, powerful, rich. But do you know what God wants us to be identified by? By his kind of love. Hallelujah. Jesus did not say by your cars, by your buildings, building projects, by your tongues. You know, some people speak some tongues that very wonderful modern day. I don't know. Have you heard that tongues? It goes like this. They stand like that. Whilst one is saying G, the other one is G-bo. And they can do that for 3 hours. I'm telling you. They can stand like that. G-bo. 3 hours. No chance for God to talk back to them. No chance. Hey! Jesus didn't say by your strange tongues, people will know that you are my disciples. He said by what? The identification mark of his diplomats is a high love. Hallelujah! You came from
heaven to I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.